Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
To you, welcome. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and we are glad to have you. Hopefully, you are having a fantastic day. I know what would make it a better day for you, and that is if you can give us a hand. If you can give us a hand, please do so. We are broadcasting live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson Avenue in Oak Creek, and we're here for the 11th annual WSSP Toy Drive, 105.7 FM The Fan. They are our flagship out of Milwaukee, and we are here today and the rest of the week during the program. Doing the show here to raise awareness for Children's Hospital and the need for the toys and to raise toys and cash for additional toys and for all the charities within Children's Hospital that get helped out by this. If you can come and help us out, help them, that would be fantastic. That would be just a fantastic thing. And as I had mentioned a little while ago, first of all, we're looking for toys, new unwrapped toys. We do have take cash donations. I'll add to that in just a minute. And in addition to that, this year, we do have kiosks here that if you, say, want to make a credit card donation because you don't have cash on, you want to stop by, they take credit cards of $10 and $25 donations, and you can swipe your card right here. You get a receipt for it, a charitable donation. We say thank you, and kind of go from there. Now, the other moment I wanted to make sure we got out is that a great group of people from Brumar Productions, they came down, and they're a part of our advertising package for Super Bowl and such. But nevertheless, they said, hey, we want to donate some tickets. There is a Fleetwood Mac. Everybody loves Fleetwood Mac. It's, you know, everybody loves it. And there's a tribute band called Tusk, and they're one of the best in the country. And they're coming to Milwaukee on Saturday, January 20th, to the Pabst Theater, which they're looking to sell this thing out rather quick. But we have tickets. Normally, the tickets are about $30 a piece. But if you come down, you're within the sound of my voice, maybe on lunch or whatever, I have 10 pairs of tickets in my hand, and for a $10 donation, I will give you a pair of tickets to go see Tusk January 20th at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee. For more information, go to PabstTheater.org. That's PabstTheater.org. They're also going to be playing on Thursday, January 18th at the Meyer Theater in Green Bay and the Wild Theater or the Wiley Theater Center. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it, so if somebody's from Sheboygan listening, tell me how to pronounce it. But that's Friday, January 19th in Sheboygan. But Saturday night, January 20th, Pabst Theater, Milwaukee, they're going to be in town, and I have tickets for it. So for a $10 donation, I will give you a pair of tickets to go see Tusk that evening. So how about that? So come by and drop off a donation. We would be glad to take care of you. All right, we were talking about the Big Ten Championship. We were talking about the Badgers' place in it. And I had said at the top of the hour, just before we went into break, that until the Badgers win a championship, and I'm sorry to say it, but until the Badgers win a championship, you're not going to get the same level of respect, even with an undefeated record. Now, had you beaten Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State, and Penn State along the way, certainly there's a lot more recognition there. But as much as the Badgers are on TV, as much as the Badgers get pub, okay, you haven't won a national title. Clemson's the defending national champion. Oklahoma's won a national title, numerous. Auburn's won one in recent history. Alabama, we all know, has won one in recent history. Ohio State has won one in recent history. All those teams get the nod because they've all been there, done that. And I know it sucks. It's honestly, you should be judged on what your team is right here, right now, and not what your reputation is for your coach or whatever you know happens to be the flavor of the day. But I'm sorry, in the real world, that's not the way it works. It sucks. I get it. You feel slighted. I understand it. It's not right, but that's the way it is. You have to accept it. So the only way you're going to get the respect you deserve is winning it. Go win it. You're the only undefeated Power 5 conference team in the country. You're it. That's it. The only other undefeated team in the top 25 is Central Florida. That's it. And they're number 12. The only way to get the respect is by going and winning it. And if you go in and win it, then next year, if you're sitting at number 7, you're going to get the nod at number 4. If you're sitting at number 5, you get the nod at number 3. Because you're the defending national champion and there's credibility to your coach and credibility to your program. Right now, you've stacked a ton of wins, but you haven't won a championship. Those other programs have. That's the reason they get the nod. It's not right, but that's the reason they get the nod. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com. Toll-free talk line. I want to get Joe in on this in just a minute. I want to get to the phone calls that have held through the top of the hour. Eric is listening to us in Salem. Eric, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Good morning, Bill.
What's going on, man?
I was telling Joe that, you know, I'm okay if tonight the college football playoff rankings come out and the Badgers are ranked 5. And here's why. I'm probably one of the few people that'll say this, but I feel that over the last few weeks, the Badgers are just outside of that top 4, and the fan base has been up in arms about it. You know, we're undefeated. Why aren't we getting more respect? This thing and that thing. Well, like you're saying, you have to earn that respect. But I also think the players have taken that and said, okay, we don't have the respect of, you know, the college football playoff committee. Let's go out and show them. In the last 3 weeks, I feel we have seen a different offensive Badgers team playing the tougher games than we have what earlier on in the season when they were playing the Fluffernutters. I just think they have played with that chip on their shoulder. So I'd like to see them rank number 5 tonight so they can say, okay, you still don't think we're good enough after running the table in regular season? Fine. We're going to come out Saturday night, and we're going to pound Ohio State. We're going to show you we deserve to be there. And then they will get their top 4 ranking, and then they better back that up, because next year if they do this again and they don't back it up when they make the top 4 this year, they're back to square one, and they got to start over and start earning that respect that you're talking about. But I'd say they go in with that chip on their shoulder and just pound Ohio State and get business done and say, see, this is the team that you said didn't belong. Boom, here you go. Mike.
So you're kind of hoping they don't get in the top 4. So you're kind of hoping they don't get in the top 4 tonight because you feel that'll be inspiration.
Yeah, I want them to keep playing with that chip on their shoulder. Let them be the underdogs. Let them be the team that everyone underestimates, because they haven't earned that respect yet. They haven't had – I've always hated the non-conference schedule the Badgers play, because – they play these just easy blowout games, whereas other teams like Ohio State are playing in Oklahoma. You've got, you know, tougher competition in non-conference games out there, and the Badgers just seem to like to play these Florida Atlantics and just these small schools. Well, great, you're helping out the small schools, but if you want to be a reputable national program, you need to start playing tougher non-conference, and you need to start playing better football and get that respect. And they can start earning that respect by beating Ohio State on Saturday night, getting in the top 4, and doing something with it. If they don't, this season is for nothing, for absolutely nothing.
I hear you, man. Appreciate it. He just says, hey, let them be outside. Give them inspiration. Let them play with a chip on their shoulder and let them roll all the way to a national title in doing so. 855-830-8648. Good call. Let's go to KJ. KJ, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Bill, thanks for taking the call. Great show. Love what you do out there at the toy drive. I totally agree. I disagree with that last caller. They shouldn't be 5. In my mind, they should be 3. I am strongly against the way that the BCS committee has set this up from the beginning. It's been a moving target every week, every year. First it's strength of schedule, then it's out-of-conference wins, bad losses, bad wins, you know, it just keeps moving. So, I mean, there's no definitive, you know, setup with this. You know, if you won a championship, you can live off your prior laurels from the past. I mean, the rub for me with Alabama, look at their schedule this year. It's been a cupcake city, basically, you know, except for a couple of the games that they have within their conference. But, I mean, who have they played? I mean, you know, and they're still hanging around. And they may get back in there when it's all said and done. And I think that's absurd. The Badgers should be 3 right now. If they lose, then probably I'm sure they're going to be out. But if they win, they should definitely be in. And they shouldn't be 4th. They should be 3rd right now. And forget about the 5th. You know, they've already earned the right to be in the top 4 and at 3, Bill.
I have them at number 3. I have Clemson, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and then Auburn, with Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State all trailing. That's if I'm going to put them, that's where my top 5, top 7, top 8 is. And that's where I have them sitting. Appreciate the phone call, KJ. That's where I have them sitting right now. We are broadcasting live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet here in Oak Creek. We are brought to you by our terrific friends over at the Neumel Medical Center. Big part of the program for a long, long time. And whether it's ED that's got you down, 98% success rate there, especially this time of year, you're going to have some romantic moments, if you know what I mean. And you don't want that bogging you down. And then if it's a low T, it is a hustle and bustle time of year. You're going to be moving. You're going to be shaking. You're going to be getting all over the place, shopping and frustrated and screaming at people in parking spaces and knocking people over in the mall because you want to see Santa before Santa ends up taking a break, because then the skinny Santa shows up and you don't want to sit on no skinny lap. You want to sit on a fat guy's lap, and you're going to need energy for that. And then you're going to be running around all over the place and you want energy. It could be the low T treatments over at Neumel Medical Center. Also, especially this time of year, especially after Thanksgiving and all the pies and the cookies and the cakes and everything you're going to be eating, you want to jumpstart the all-in-one weight loss program. Do like I did. Call the Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. And make sure you tell them we sent you, because they do some terrific work over there. When we come back, Radio Joe Zanzola of this program, producing the show and pushing all the buttons right now, is heading down to the Big Ten Championship. He's got his thoughts. He's seen a lot of Badger football up close and personal. We'll talk with him about that coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad to have you. Broadcasting live out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We're in Oak Creek. That's where you can find us. We are on Rawson Avenue. It is the 11th annual. The 11th annual toy drive for the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, thanks to our terrific sponsor, Abra Auto Body and Glass. Our people from Allstate are out here as well, taking your toys. We have tons of volunteers today, and we can't do this without you. We are waiting for more people to show up. I know we're coming into the lunch hour. I know that there's people out there driving around listening to the sound of my voice right now. We've had a bit of a slowdown, so if you can come and help us out, that would be fantastic. If you want to make a monetary donation, no problem. If you want to do it online, you have to go to our flagship station's website, which is 1057fmthefan.com, 1057fmthefan.com, and you can make a donation that particular way. We're going to talk some more Badger, football, Big Ten Championship, everything about the Wisconsin. I want to do a lot of Badgers today. I mean, we didn't get a chance to do it yesterday because yesterday, it's Green Gold Monday, so I wanted to make sure we dedicated time to this. Give me your thoughts on, first of all, do you believe that the Wisconsin Badgers are going to beat the Ohio State Buckeyes come Saturday night? That's the first thing, because otherwise all this is a moot point. Secondly, even if the Badgers are outside of the top 4, which I cannot imagine happening, but does it bother you if the Badgers would be, quote, disrespected, even after what I had to say in the last segment? Come at me with that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by Marshfield Clinic Health System, and they're the ones that fixed me up, got me back in the game. Dr. Cicchini was fantastic. My knee is fantastic. It's great, and no pain, no problems, no arthritis, no nothing in that thing. Completely cleaned it out and fixed me up with the ACL, the MCL, all the meniscus tears that I had. It's been great. If you've got something like a hip or a shoulder or some kind of a joint issue, whether it's an ankle even, and you need to see an orthopedist for a surgery, and you've been putting it off because of the time down, they may be able to get you home in as little as a day. You heard me right. Call them, 855-MC-ORTHO. That's 855-MC-ORTHO, and maybe the Marshfield Clinic can help you out and get you back home in as little as a day. They are the official health care provider of yours truly. All right, bring him in, Radio Joe Zanzola. Joe, now you have seen a lot of Badger football this year. You've traveled to Madison quite a few times. You have not only covered the Badgers, you partied a little bit out there, and you're heading to the Big Ten Championship game. So give me your thoughts on the Badgers, first of all, if they are not in the top 4 coming up tonight.
Well, look, is it the end of the world if the Badgers are out of the top 4 tonight? No, I don't think so. And I think the lowest they would be is 5. They shouldn't be anything lower than that, considering all the movement that's happened this past week in college football. I believe tonight they should be at least 4th. And, hey, I'll cut a deal with the committee. I'll come out and tell the committee, hey, You want to put Auburn ahead of Wisconsin because they beat two number one teams? Okay, that's fine. You want to slot them three? Fine, but make sure the Badgers are four. The Badgers really should be at least fourth tonight with these updated rankings after Alabama, whose schedule really isn't that much different from Wisconsin's, and then also Miami losing. Both of those teams, in my opinion, should be out. They should be 5, 6, 7 at the absolute lowest. And Georgia should be able to move up a little bit with their win. So when I'm looking at everything, that's the way I see it. Now, I want to go back to something you said, Bill, at the start of the hour when it comes to respect. Because you are correct. The Badgers don't get the same amount of respect as some of these other top programs because the Badgers have never won a national title. But here's the issue that I have with this. How are the Badgers supposed to get any respect ever if they're at least not given the chance to compete for a national title? I mean, the Badgers right now have done everything possible that they can do. You know, when the first college football playoff rankings came out, Bill, there were 6 one-loss teams ahead of them. And we were looking at all the scenarios, and we said, well, there is a good chance that a 13-0 Wisconsin team may not get in because teams like Georgia, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Penn State, all these other teams are in front of them, and they could all run the table, and they could all shut out the Badgers. We were talking about that. We said that there are very plausible scenarios that could keep the Badgers out. Well, here's the deal. All those teams have lost. Some of those teams have lost twice now. The Badgers have done everything they could do. They have beaten all the teams they had to beat. They even beat the team like Michigan, who there were a lot of doubts about. They've done everything that they need to do, and if they take care of Ohio State on Saturday, which I think they will, you can't leave out the only undefeated Power 5 team in the country. You can't do that. That is a huge slap in the face of the Big Ten if they do not put the Badgers in. Alabama does not have the right to go into the college football playoff if the Badgers win, period. Period. They should not. Alabama, it was your job to beat Auburn this week. You didn't do that. You didn't look good doing it, especially late in that game. Why should you, based on your so-called great schedule that you played this year, why do you think you should get in over Wisconsin? That's ridiculous. It's time for the Badgers to get a little bit more respect nationally and at least give them the opportunity, give a 13-0 Wisconsin the opportunity to compete in the college football playoff. Because then we're going to see, can a football program as well-coached and who doesn't get all the top recruits like some of these other powerhouses, let's see how they compete against the Clemsons and Oklahomas of the world. Let's see how they do that now. Let's see what this defense, who's been one of the top defenses in the country, let's see them go up against some of the high-octane offenses like a Clemson, like an Oklahoma, like an Auburn. Let's see what they can do, and let's see if they can prove the rest of the country and this committee wrong that they do belong there. Bill, I'm looking at this right now and thinking it is a crime at this point if the Wisconsin Badgers do not get in at 13-0. It will be an absolute crime, and that means the committee should be ashamed of themselves, and that means the Big Ten should probably consider realignment in order for the Badgers to play some good opponents like Penn State and Ohio State every single year in order to gain more credibility, because apparently whoever you have on your schedule, it doesn't matter anymore. It's all about who's ever been there. They deserve the respect, and they deserve the edge over teams like Wisconsin that have done everything they could possible to get to where they are and still not get in. That is a slap in the face at this point.
It is. First of all, if the Badgers win, they're in. There's no doubt about that in my mind.
They should be.
They'll be in. If they would not get in when everybody else has a loss, and that would be like a major travesty. Now, going back to when we had said, 5 weeks ago, that, hey, the way it looks is if everybody wins out, the Wisconsin Badgers, because of strength of schedule, could end up on the outside looking in. And that was true. But the way things have fallen, the Badgers absolutely, if they beat Ohio State, they're there. I don't think there's any way you can keep them out, because you're going to have Clemson and Miami. Let's just say Clemson wins. Oklahoma and a TCU, okay, if Oklahoma wins, they're there. Auburn and Georgia. I would say that those two teams could flip-flop depending on who wins that ballgame. And then Wisconsin, if they beat Ohio State, they're there. That would leave Alabama on the outside looking in, because there's no way you're going to give their Wisconsin spot to Alabama. First of all, the committee has said, now I know they've wavered on a lot of things, but they have said winning your conference title means a lot. So if you go play that extra game and win that extra game, specifically against a top 25 team or a top 10 team, like the Badgers would do in number 8 Ohio State, that's it. They're in. And then they would have to decide whether or not you're going to put in a two-loss Auburn team over a one-loss Alabama team, even though Auburn beat Alabama head-to-head. And Auburn's record down the stretch is fantastic. I mean, they seem to be rolling at the right time. So apparently momentum going into the postseason like this also means a lot to the committee. I don't necessarily agree with it, but when you look at two losses are two losses. I mean, yes, they lost to Clemson, but they also lost to LSU. Alabama lost to Auburn, but Alabama lost to Auburn at Auburn. I don't know how much that loss weighs as opposed to, say, Alabama losing at home. Where Ohio State falters is they lost at home. They lost at home to an Oklahoma team who basically came in and dump trucked them, and then they got beat by a really not that good Iowa team, and they got drilled there. So Ohio State, in my opinion, for as much as we want to talk about them winning the Big Ten title, if Ohio State wins and beats Wisconsin, that's their signature win. But in the grand scheme of things, they don't deserve to be there. I mean, I know people want to say automatically Ohio State, whoever wins the Big Ten championship is going to go. I don't think Ohio State deserves to be there. I would put a one-loss Alabama team in before I would put a two-loss Ohio State team as a Big Ten champion because of their losses. They got beat at home, and then they got dump-trucked by not even a ranked team in Iowa at the time because they were just cocky coming off of that Penn State win. They deserve not to be there. Two losses should not automatically put you in. So anyway, long story short is, if Wisconsin wins, in my opinion, they're in. I don't think there's any doubt about it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This portion of the program is being brought to you by, speaking of going places, we're going to be going places coming up rather soon, as a matter of fact. We're right around the corner from getting on the road and heading over to Minneapolis for Radio Row and our Super Bowl broadcast. And that is brought to you by our great friends, Chris and the gang, over at ABC Audio Video, where they have a brand-new website. They do a lot of great stuff. They did my bar and everything in my house. I trust them. Go to abcaudiovideo.com, abcaudiovideo.com. And the 2018 packages are available for our friends at Great Lakes Dragaway. Go to greatlakesdragaway.com for all the information for all the events coming up in 2018. And the new sponsor, Social Style Dance. We know it's ball season. We know you may be getting ready for a wedding. You may be a father-daughter dance, mother-son dance, or just to dance and move around yourself. Or maybe you want to give the gift of dance. Go to socialstyledance.com. That's socialstyledance.com. We are broadcasting live out here at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson Avenue in Oak Creek. Come on by and say hello. A lot of great people that are out here. We have got people bringing toys right now, dropping bikes off. We've got a lot of great stuff going on, and we can't say thanks enough. And still, I have, I think it's six pairs remaining of those tickets to go see Tusk, the Fleetwood Mac tribute band that's considered one of the best in the country. They are coming to the Pabst Theater Saturday, January 20th. And we have a couple pairs of those tickets. They're $30 a ticket, but we will give you a pair of them for a $10 donation right now. They were kind enough to drop some off to us, a pair of them for a $10 donation right now down here at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. Come on by and say hi. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad to have you. We are broadcasting live at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson Avenue. We are in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. That's where you can find us. Plenty of people have stopped by. I want to say hi to Roberto, who came from Franklin. Also, Jeff in Milwaukee came down and picked up some of the Fleetwood Mac tickets. Now, we do have some of those for the tribute band Tusk. If you want to go see them, we still have some of those tickets available. Six pairs left. And a $10 donation will get you a pair of those tickets. It is coming up Saturday, January 20th at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee, and we've taken some donations for those. And by the way, the tickets are $30 a piece, so that's the reason you're getting a good deal on this, just because it's the toy drive, and all the proceeds go to the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. And I also want to remind you, coming up Thursday night, we're going to be on the road. We're going to be at Saloon on Calhoun, brought to you by Bud Light. The Bill Michaels Huddle back out again. Chuck Freeman from 105.7 FM, The Fan. Also, our good buddy Paul Emig is going to be joining us there. So come on out and say hello to us. The Bud Girls will be there as well. That is in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Saloon on Calhoun. Calhoun and Capitol Drive right there on the corner. And we hope to see you as a face in the crowd. Joining us here inside the studios down here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, Pat Baldwin, UW-Milwaukee men's basketball head coach, now joining us. Coach, you've had some success. You've had a couple of losses, but how happy are you with the season right now?
You know, with six games in, you know, there's a lot of things that you can work on, but with our guys and how they've done to this point, I'm pretty happy. A lot of work still to do.
Obviously, you had the rivalry game, if you want to call it that, with Wisconsin. Anytime you play an in-state opponent, it's always guys in your own backyard. Tough loss, but what do you learn from something like that?
You know, I think what we talked about is that first half that we played. We're down five, but we shot ourselves in the foot in some possessions and some of the things that we wanted to do. And so we'll talk about one half, and especially how we played defensively. I thought we did a great job of what we wanted to attack and put them in positions that they weren't comfortable with. And then in the second half, we would talk about our inability to rebound the basketball on the defensive end. You know, we had a tough time. We gave up 19 second chance points, and that's something that you can't do when you're trying to beat a team like the Badgers.
The one thing you guys have, and I've noticed, is very much fast break, very much up and down the floor, but also defensively speaking, this was not the best performance out of Wisconsin. You talked about the defensive end and rebounding the basketball. But the one thing that I've always thought is you can win games by defense. Even if you're not shooting, you can win games by defense. And, you know, if you're going to shore up anything, that's one of those areas that you probably concentrate on. You do a few more drills in that aspect if you're not shooting the basketball real well.
We certainly do that as well. And we talk about our defense having to travel with us. And you may not, like you just mentioned, you may not shoot the ball very well, but it better travel. It better be a staple of you. And certainly after we gave up so many offensive rebounds, that was the first thing we addressed the next practice.
And I've always said, whether it's the pros, college, whatever, defense is it comes from within. It's not pretty. You know, chicks dig the three-pointer, no doubt. Nobody digs the cutoff at the baseline. You know, it forces a guy back out of another dribble or switches hands. So that's something you have to really get guys to believe in.
Yeah, I think you can only show your mom the bruises from taking a charge or something like that.
Right.
But no, it is from within, and that's what it's not. You know, sometimes we talk about the skill that you have. Some have an offensive skill, being able to shoot or pass or do different things. And I also think playing defense is a skill. Your hustle and motor is a skill. And that's all the things that we want with our guys.
You've had transition on campus. Now, not personally you're coming in on the tail end of this, but there's been transition on campus. How have you had as a coach? Now, I've seen coaches go through there. Bo was very stoic and said, when we win, they'll come. Bruce Pearl was a guy that was knocking on doors, handing out flyers in the middle of the night. And then we've had other coaches, Rob Jeter, he was very, you know, subdued and such, but got involved in a lot of the student stuff. How have you gone about trying to get guys and girls from campus to come down and watch UWM basketball?
Well, I'll do anything and everything to get our students, to get faculty, to get our staff to games. And our administration knows that, our people within, our marketing, they all know that I'll do anything. And that's what I'm trying to do, is if I see a student walking on campus, and obviously they may not know me, hopefully they do, I'm talking to them about coming to the game. And kind of my mantra is bring one more. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're coming, bring a friend.
Right.
And so it's very important that we have our student body that's at the game. And for us, just like you talked about, what Bo mentioned, you have to win as well. So we have to do our job.
Yeah, it was interesting. When Bo and I actually came into town the same time, and he just said, look, the program was so down, it was something nobody talked about. And he, you know, obviously rose it up, and then Bruce took it to another level. And you're kind of at that level now where you got to rise it back up again. You got to bring it back up again and raise that ship. Is it easier to sustain a program, or is it easier to raise a program, or is it just that you're at the most difficult point because you're taking over as a new head coach and you're trying to now bring this thing back to prominence?
You know, I think we're at the precipice now where it's a new coach, hopefully a new beginning for everyone. And it's difficult at the beginning, and, you know, just what I experienced at Northwestern, when you're trying to sustain something, you're at a level that people are expecting things of you. And so those expectations, sometimes you can't meet. Sometimes the players aren't at that level, but you have to find a way. Mm-hmm. And so we're at that point now where we're trying to build, and we talk about it being brick by brick, and you know, we want to be on everyone's conscience every single second that we have a chance to. So
yeah, that program at Northwestern, they finally make it to the NCAA tournament. There's an expectation down there now.
Yeah.
You know, there's a level of expectation, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, that's a big-time program. That's not a small program down there by any stretch.
Yeah, Chris has done a great job, and you know, they had four or five returning guys that all contributed and mightily. And so there is that expectation that I'm sure that he wanted and expected.
How do you go about, because you go from Northwestern, which is not the prominent basketball university in the Big Ten, but still it has a name, how do you go from that to UW-Milwaukee, and now you're recruiting against UW-Green Bay and also Marquette and also Wisconsin, and you're trying to lure those kids. Are you waiting for, I hate to say like a dog at the table waiting for the scraps to fall, but is that kind of the mentality, or are you jumping up and trying to grab stuff off the table?
Well, you know, our mentality as a staff, when I talk to our assistant coaches about
the mid-majors are always tough to gauge because you just never know where that level of acceptance is.
Exactly, and we talk to every recruit that we talk to of making Milwaukee, making this place our big time. That's the same thing that we tell our guys that we currently have on our roster and our staff, is making every place your big time. And, yeah, for us, if we want to be in the conversation of winning conference titles, of getting to the NCAA tournament, of advancing past that first weekend or even the first game, we have to try to be the dog at the table waiting for something to fall, because mm-hmm. sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah.
You get a really good player that may be on the precipice of a high major, and for some reason or another, it just doesn't work out for him. But at the same point, you know, we're making and trying to build those inroads and relationships with the coaches and the players, and hopefully they say, you know what, I like what this coach is talking about. I like where their program is going, and this is the place that I want to be. I want this place to be my big time.
Talking with Pat Baldwin, head coach at UW-Milwaukee, and for basketball, you and I talked a while back, and we were just kind of previewing the season. When you talk about coaches making those relationships, different camps, different places, there's been a lot that's gone on in college basketball in the illegality sense. Coaches have lost their jobs. Assistants have lost their jobs. How do you stay above the fray when you're scraping so hard to try to get a couple of those guys?
I just think you have to stay above board on all of that stuff. And the thing that I tell our current guys, and even guys that we're recruiting, listen, I don't have any deals with anyone. And I do this because I love it, and I love working with these kids. I love the relationships that we build. I think that just has to sell. And
Does that sell to the kids, or does that sell to the parents?
I think it sells to parents, and the parents are the biggest influences on those kids, that we just want to do it the right way. And I'd rather go down doing it the right way and trying to get the best kids that we can possibly do than trying to cut corners.
Right. It's an interesting thing that being on the recruiting trail, because like you mentioned, you know, there's a lot of people out there that do a lot of shifty things and promise a lot of things. It seems like more and more coaches that I get a chance to talk to, and I don't know what it is behind closed doors, most of them are saying, look, I'm an earn it guy. You know, I'm here because you're something special, but I'm an earn it guy. Is that what you say when you walk in the door, that, you know, hey, your kids, there's no, because usually these kids you're talking to are probably the best of the best in many of these different high schools.
Right.
So they're used to handing everything. And then all of a sudden you got to tell them you got to earn it when you get here. There's no promises being made.
You know, I think if in the way that we want to recruit, you want to have a great relationship with 2 or 3 years that you've been recruiting them and getting to know them. So you kind of know that character and that makeup of not only them, but also their family, also their coaches. So when it comes down to them making a final decision, that they say, you know what, I like what he's saying, but I'm an earn it guy too. And the way that I think that we'll win here is by the fact of us grinding, us really beating the pavement and trying to find some kids. Sometimes you're going to find some through the cracks, sometimes, you know, through your player development system, how you do things, that's how they get better. And that's just how we're going to do it.
I know they just had the 50th anniversary game at the Mecca with the Bucks, and there's a historic romance to that. How do you sell the Mecca romance to kids who have never known what the Mecca is? They've only known it as the U.S. Cellular or UWM Panther Arena that's not even on campus.
You know, as we walk through the tunnel and we get into Panther Arena, I'll talk to them about the Mecca and how nostalgic it is, because when I'm getting goosebumps right now talking about it, you know, thinking about Lou Alcindor and now Kareem Abdul-Jabbar having walked through there, Oscar Robertson, his name
Dr.
is
J's
now
last game.
Dr. J's last game, and Oscar Robertson talk about it, and he's prominent because of what Westbrook has done. You say mm-hmm. that. And so his name is apparent, and so, I mean, that's just what I talk to with anyone that walks through that arena with me. I'll tell them, you know, just what that place was like mm-hmm. and what I want it to be as we go forward.
And when you go from a place like Northwestern to the, there's a specialness to buildings. You go to like Butler. You know, Butler's nothing unbelievably fancy. They put some money into it, but it's a barn, man, let's be honest, you know. But there's a history there, and there's a goosebump when you walk through the door, the same stuff that you try to preach to the guys walking through the Mecca door, right?
Absolutely. You can still, you know, I'm looking for some old gum from 1970. you know, the 80s, something like that. And I'm just, you know, I still can smell that stale popcorn from 82 or something like that.
Right.
But, you know, it's a great place to play college basketball. It's a great place to play and watch and be a part of. And every single day, I just thank God for the blessing of being able to coach at such a historic place.
Well, between all of Wisconsin, Minneapolis, all the way down to Chicago, you just reached about 8 million people. So maybe you got a couple of kids that are now wanting to be UWM recruits. So
bring one more. Yeah.
There you go. Coach, appreciate it, man. Thanks for bringing some toys down, too.
Oh, no problem.
You guys had a chance to get over and walk through the facility over at Children's Hospital at all yet?
Hadn't had a chance to, and certainly would love to.
Yeah. Get a hold of those people over there. They're good people over there. I'm sure they'd enjoy seeing you guys as well. That's Coach Pat Baldwin. We're going to go and take a quick break. We are broadcasting live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet here in Oak Creek. Swing by. We've got a lot more right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. This is the 11th annual Toy Drive for Children's Hospital. New this year, we have a dip jar. What's a dip jar? It's a simple way to make a monetary donation by simply dipping your credit or debit card to make a $10 or $25 donation. In this case, we also encourage double dipping. See what I did there? Now, back to the live show, just outside Toyland at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show continues. We are broadcasting live. We are here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, Wisconsin on Rawson Avenue. And as the Mr. Big Voice guy just said, you can come by, you can drop off a cash donation, you can drop off a credit card, and, well, not drop it off, you can actually swipe it for a $10 or a $25 donation. And we still have a few left. I want to say Chris, he is in Richfield, and, oh, by the way, the tickets are gone. The tickets to Tusk are gone. Man, this thing went fast. A lot of Fleetwood Mac fans that are out there. They're coming to the Pabst Theater on Saturday, January 20th, and we can't say thanks enough to our friends from Brumar Productions. If you want to go to the show, go to PabstTheater.org. That is PabstTheater.org, and if you're listening to us in Green Bay, they're going to be at the Meyer Theater on Thursday, January 18th, Friday, January 19th at the, I believe it's the Wiley Center. If I'm pronouncing it wrong, somebody in Sheboygan has got to be listening to the damn program. Let us know. But they're going to be there on Friday the 19th and on Saturday the 20th at the Pabst Theater. Thanks so much to all of them for dropping off the tickets and to everybody for coming out and dropping off donations. We raised, how much did we raise? A couple hundred bucks out of that? That's fantastic. Chris in Richfield, Jason, who was listening to it. Jason came all the way over from Oconomowoc. And then the person that came the farthest, that was Andy, who came over from Johnson Creek. Made it here to be able to get the tickets. So thanks to Andy, Kevin. There's a couple of Kevins that have been by. There's a Jeff that came by a little while ago, dropped off money. Eileen, Kathy, and then there was, I don't know who that was. There was a bunch of, it looked like moms or something that just wanted to do something good for the kids, and they dropped off new brand new bicycles. So thanks to them, it was coming out as well. I never got a name. I don't know who they were. They just came over like Santa's little helpers, I guess, and dropped off a bunch of toys and dropped off some bikes. Thanks to Pat Baldwin for coming out and joining us here as well, the UWM men's basketball coach, also Craig Council, Brewers manager. Maybe, just maybe, we're going to hear a little bit of that later on in the show if we have some time. If not, we're going to hear from Lane Taylor, the Packers offensive lineman. He joined us last night at the Horse and Plow. That's coming up. But later on, after the top of the hour, Marcus Hanel, the Brewers bullpen catcher, he's going to be here. The voice of the Milwaukee Bucks is going to join us, Ted Davis. It's been a while since we've had a chance to chat with Ted. He's going to be joining us. Also, Bill Rabinowitz. Bill is works with the Columbus Dispatch, been there a long time. Great writer, good guy, covers the Ohio State Buckeyes. He's going to be our first look at this matchup between the Badgers and the Buckeyes. And we're really looking forward to that. Paul Lemming, our Green and Gold analyst, is going to be here. And we have to say thank you, the Allstate agent Dave Kelly, and their team, Dave Kelly and the team for the bikes. Those are the people that dropped the bikes off. So, okay, thank you very much, because we weren't really sure who dropped the bikes off. But to the Allstate agents, Dave Kelly and the team for dropping the bikes off. So that's fantastic. Can't say thanks enough to them as well. Got a couple of tweets here I wanted to get to. Many of you, by the way, which I find interesting, many of you saying that it's no big deal if Wisconsin is not in the top four tonight. Eric says, agreed, no way that Ohio State should go into the college football playoff system if they would beat the Badgers, which I completely agree. He said, I agree that the Badgers win, they're going to be in the playoffs, but I still don't underestimate the college football playoff committee's lust to make sure that big money schools will be there. You watch and try to find an excuse to put Alabama and Ohio State in. Now, wait a minute. You don't think, let's be honest here, you don't think that Wisconsin's not a big money school? They've got a 90,000-seat stadium. They produce cash out there like they're printing it themselves. They're making donations all over the place. They have just as good, if not as better in some cases, following fan base wise that travels around the country. You mean to tell me that if the Badgers didn't go to one of the college football playoff games, that they're not a big money school? No, no, no. Nay, nay. I think they would do just fine, as a matter of fact. Corey says, I don't mind if the Badgers are at number 5 still after this week. I would if they are still at 5 at 13-0. As to respect, it can be annoying at times. Same writers who would praise a team like Boise a few years ago, in spite of a pillow-soft schedule, lambaste the Badgers for theirs. Well, but the reason being is Boise's not expected to be there. The Badgers were expected to be there. That's the only difference. I agree with you. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just simply saying the Badgers were expected to be there all along. This one's from Indiana Jeff, who says, going to the game, the Badgers deserve more respect. I agree with your sentiments on not winning one national title, but the only way to get there is to win one, so to keep them out would be heinous. I'm not saying they're keeping – if the Badgers win, they're in. I will bet anybody that. No, without a doubt, if the Badgers beat the Ohio State Buckeyes, they're in. A 13-0 Power 5 conference team, undefeated, when everybody else has a loss in the country, you better believe the Badgers are going to be there. Without a doubt. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk some more baseball. Marcus Hanel is going to be joining us, the bullpen catcher for the Milwaukee Brewers. We've got a lot more yet to go. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show broadcasting live out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. We are brought to you by our good friends at Cousin Subs. They want to put you on the 50-yard line of Lambeau Field. Go to Packers.com/best seats. Packers.com/best seats, and you can be sitting in the best seats of the house. Compliments of Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network. More right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.